Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Sound lively there, ladies. This is the DJ V Price. I should say that for myself as well.
Okay, Doug. Sound lively. Rivalry lively.
It's the DJ V program. Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keelan, and Jay Kirshner. Jay is in the center of the action down in Kentucky. She comes to us from Nashville. Victoria is in New Jersey. Jennifer's in Los Angeles. And by the way, my son and I were talking last night, as we usually do, sort of later in the day, and he said it was only 40
freezing, and I'm trying not to be floating away. I'm testing my roof today because it is pouring here.
Yeah. Well, okay, but
that's not
much
the norm for your area, is it? No, not we need it though. I'm not complaining about. No, actually, this time of year it begins to rain.
It's January and February. Well, yeah, I guess we're getting close enough.
January, February, most rainy, but it starts in October, and so we need the rain, we need the snow, and that's what we're getting. So. Mm-hmm.
Well, when you consider what the situation is, but not only sort of focused on Southern California, but Arizona is not a bright spot in weather and reality. And sort of, I think there's been some calculations made that suggest if the weather doesn't change or if there isn't some way to collect water, Lake Mead is going to dry up in 2 years, and that's where the water comes from for Las Vegas, pretty much for a lot of those Phoenix. And Tucson, although Tucson's a little bit better, but the Phoenix, forget it. And so you wonder what the public officials, we keep asking that about California. Why aren't we collecting the water that comes down? And why aren't they doing the same thing in Arizona where they need it? So there's a lot of questions. Anyway, a more immediate question, Jay, about the situation in Kentucky, all those counties where the tornadoes killed all those people. There's no heat, there's no water, no electricity, and it's gotten cold there fast, hasn't it? What's the temperature where you are now in Nashville?
The temperature right now is about 40s-ish. Mm-hmm. Yeah, that was what spurred everything, unseasonable warm temperatures.
Right. Warm and cold.
Then that cold front moved in, and it is really devastating in Kentucky. We're in Tennessee. We're not dealing with as much of that. A lot more people have been getting their power back. Nashville Electric Service has really been doing a great job getting Davidson County back up and running.
Well, is that what they're supposed to do? I mean, you hear all these people, oh, these guys have been doing a great job. What are they, you know, that's what they're supposed to do. And I don't mean to sound like a jerk, but that's what they're supposed to do. So, yeah, it's nice to pat people on the back and make them feel good. It's kind of like all these people that talk about the police. He put in 32 years of service. Okay, well, that's what he's supposed to do. And it's nice to acknowledge it could be, okay,
why
don't we say that?
Have you never had a boss
first?
Tell you Jennifer. You did a good job?
No.
Rather than saying, well, you're supposed
I never
to.
Had a,
that's why
I
you
don't,
get a paycheck.
I get
me
that.
Me neither.
Well, yeah. I don't, yeah. Very funny.
Well, but think about it. As far as, I don't know the exact numbers anywhere else, but in Middle Tennessee, our area, we had close to 100,000 people without power and a lot of downed power lines. So it's not as easy as flipping a switch. There's a lot of safety measures that go into it.
Well, the debris, the clearing of the debris
clearing of the
messes. You know, so much of that to get to what you need to get to. So, yeah.
It's another argument for putting the power lines underground.
Totally.
Which it seems to me if people could get their act together and understand really how infrastructure works, go to the city council, go to the town meeting, go to whatever legislative body is in charge, and groups. You know, there's so many people who are agitating for so many things. It's usually what you find locally are people agitating for change in the school committee because children, and they get very active with their children's school, et cetera, which is great. But the other side of that is there are other things going on in your community, and if you don't have children in school, what are you doing? I know in my community, there mostly it's either the parents of school children who are active or seniors. There's not a group in between that, you know, like after what most parents are done with children by the time they hit 50, right? For the most part, 50. And then there's another 15 years or so before you are considered senior. And so what goes on with those people? Are they just in a malaise? Now, those are people that are very, you're paying your taxes. As a matter of fact, most people, if you think about it, who are paying taxes, real estate taxes, fund the schools. If you don't have children in school, then it would seem to me you have more of an edge because you have, okay, you're paying all these taxes. What am I getting for my money? And that's where you.
I think
that's
so
where
many
you,
people just start to just accept the status quo, and then
not good
it takes
idea.
Something big yeah. to wake them up. I mean, just to go back to your power line comment for a second, like when I would have power outages at my house, and you'd be like, "How can that be? Your power lines are underground." I'm like, "No, didn't even know that was an option." Actually, isn't that funny?
What,
I would
no power
I,
be
so you're. Are you? I had never even no, and I had never even thought about it. And so when Doug's like, "Your power's underground," how could that? And I'm like, "No, it's not here." Mm-hmm. I had never even thought of it as being an option. So
well, maybe in the upscale districts of Santa Monica where I hang out, then it's
right.
all underground.
Yeah, I thought that where I live, this is the first time I've ever lived with power lines above ground. I've always lived places mm-hmm. where they're underground. I thought it was a new build kind
mandated.
Of thing that all of the I thought all of the overhead power lines were because they were built in the 50s or 60s
it's
or earlier,
so funny.
And then underground was the new builds.
It's something you don't think about when you're faced with it, just as you're born.
Yeah, until you don't have any heat, you don't have any water, you don't have any electricity, you know, you don't. Now, what is going on here? It's so simple, and it shows you the grasp that these the people who run these utility companies have on the infrastructure, the people who make the rules, i.e. the town meeting, city council. They can mandate whatever they want to mandate. And you know, these guys, they'll. I know here where we have Fios and NSTAR and whoever else it is that does the power and the electricity, the power and the telephone. They fight with each other all the time because they don't want to pay even to be up on the poles, and so there are suits all the time here between Verizon and the power company because the one something happens. For example, if there's an accident, somebody runs into a pole and knocks it over. You know, the pole belongs to Verizon, but the electricity goes out, and people
Who
wait. You have to
it,
wait for
right.
Verizon to come back, and put the pole in before the electricity goes back on.
I don't know. This may be just me, and I hate to like super personalize things, but I've had and one of them affected me here actually. But I've had 3 cable outages in the last 2 weeks.
Yeah.
3.
And do you get a discount on your bill when you get your bill? No, of course
not. And one of them, so it was a few hours here one morning when I had trouble connecting with you because we all connect from remote studios. Mm-hmm. I had one, and this was, I can tell you I wasn't home for it, but it was the night of our company Christmas party where I think I got a notification it went out around 8 o'clock and they didn't fix it until 4 a.m. the next morning. Now, I didn't notice because I spent the night at my dad's house, so it wasn't impactful on me. But that's a long time.
That is
Those
a long time.
Those are significant chunks of time.
And they don't.
And then a third one, which was about 3 hours.
So
I don't know
be,
what's happening.
Well, what's happening is they don't give a damn because nobody's in control. Look at the power problems. Look at the power. Look at the power that the power companies have in California after the fires. After all those people are dead, the state comes to the aid of the public utility, which is privately owned.
Yeah.
The stockholders don't have to pay for the mess that they created by not
because
doing
they
what they're supposed
to. Because they all scratch each other's
back. Exactly. Yeah. In and out and back and forth from one company to public service, back to from the public service to the company. It's abusive, frankly. And now to pile on to that, the situation with that Amazon warehouse collapse, OSHA's involved in that. OSHA doesn't do as much as they used to because there was so much pushback, again, from the big corporations that didn't want to have OSHA come in and say, hey, there's a drop of oil on the ground, that's a $1,000 fine. So they pushed them out of the way. But I was talking with the ladies before we went on the air. Most of the Amazon warehouses that I've seen that were built from the ground up are all the same. They all look the same, and they look kind of flimsy, frankly. And it wouldn't surprise me at all because Bezos is such a cheap SOB. That they have an edict because they're building them everywhere. The landscape.
I don't want to give Amazon a pass, but if you don't have like an Amazon facility, because there are certain Amazon facilities like that we have that were built for Amazon that are like little Amazonian towns.
Right.
But then there's also warehouses that they just take over. And look, these warehouses, that's not where you want to be when you have a tornado bearing down on you. I mean, it's metal on a couple of sides. There is no,
yeah,
it's not sturdy.
Metal, all
there's really
right.
no safe space inside of the facility. So I'm not giving Amazon a pass for not letting their workers go home, because they should have let their workers go home. They yeah. should have let their workers go someplace safe instead of threatening to fire them.
It's
but
an interesting
at the same
culture,
time,
Jennifer. Yeah,
yeah at the same time, any business could be in one of those warehouses and yeah, have mm-hmm. the damage that Amazon did.
The fire chief yesterday said that the tornado actually formed in that parking lot. I don't really know of many buildings that would have been able to
withstand metal attracts,
when it...
metal buildings attract... Lightning attract there. The mortar, brick and mortar buildings, wooden buildings do not. Metal buildings attract that kind of a problem. So mm-hmm. here's Jeff Bezos, who says that his thoughts and prayers are with the families of the workers who died. And now I'm going to go take a ride in my.
And I'm at Craig's with my girlfriend right now, being photographed while I'm texting this note. Yeah.
Okay. So anyway, that's the situation, and because of that. We put together, Jay, an idea, and I'm not sure how mature it is yet, but we're going to have something for Christmas for the people in the areas, mostly Tennessee, I guess, and Kentucky, where there has been a problem. We're going to.
I don't know
to
if
fight.
You guys saw the governor of Texas, Andy Beshear, and his wife, but I was overcome.
Oh,
he
Kentucky,
cried.
Right.
Yeah, he cried in the morning, and then he comes out with his wife. His wife is announcing a program where they're collecting toys because everybody's Christmas has now been ruined in a lot of areas.
Sure, yeah.
And so she gets up there, and she can't make it through, and then he helps her. I mean, you know, it is so rare these days where we see politicians and their heart, and I want to commend them because I know we spend a lot of time throwing, you know, spaghetti at people, and they did a really good job yesterday, and you could tell they were touched.
I thought it was interesting, too, that they're going because so many people are displaced, and they're putting them up in lodges and state parks. So it's helpful that there are rural areas there where they have the state parks and the lodges because they can move people into cabins.
Yeah.
So it's heartbreaking.
If you are thinking about your own well-being, and we're into the 12 Days of Christmas giveaways, and we're into situations where people are, we're thinking about those sorts of things, and it's close to the holiday, so maybe we'll take a different approach, a lot of people will, to the holidays this year, and give more to people who really need it than to those in our family where we just feel like we're obliged to give. And so I think about that, and I think about what people are doing. There are parties, and people are putting weight on, and I have underscored for a long time how important it is for you to keep your weight in trim as much as you can, even though it seems like we're losing that fight. The COVID numbers have been reflected. There's an analysis done of the people getting COVID, and most of the people who are being affected by COVID these days, not all of them, but most of them are heavy. And so if you want to avoid that kind of a problem, along with other problems that go with being heavy, you might want to check out Calitrin, the all-natural way to lose weight and keep it off. Check the website, which is toploss.com. They're there to support your weight loss program, whatever they can do. There's a counselor waiting to talk to you. Get to them by going to the website, toploss.com, and take care of yourself during the holiday season and beyond. Keep that weight where you want it to be, or get to where you want it to be with their help. Calitrin at toploss.com.
You may be into punk rock, soft rock, or classic rock, R&B, hip-hop, or house, country, techno, or techno country. But no matter what kind of music you listen to, here's something else you should hear. Please consider getting vaccinated. Talk to your pharmacist today about Comirnaty, COVID-19 vaccine mRNA. This message brought to you by BioNTech and Pfizer.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all of your car care needs. We're close, convenient, and known for our guaranteed everyday low prices and excellent customer service. For professional parts people you can trust, stop by your local O'Reilly Auto Parts today. O'Reilly Auto Parts. Better parts, better prices, every day.
These may be uncertain times, but what is certain is that every family needs a reliable thermometer. Protect your family with the Exergen Temporal Scanner, the only home thermometer used and recommended by hospitals, physicians, and clinics. Stay safe.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. And there's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
It's now 23 after the hour. Here is the DJV program for Tuesday, December the 14th. We are 10 days away from Christmas Eve 2021. And we don't seem to be talking much about Christmas as much as that. I'm now ready to talk about Christmas, to be in the Christmas spirit, to be in the mood, to be in the place. And so it gets, I think we have had the last maybe 4 or 5 years. Last year was COVID at Christmas. The year before that, there was some kind of war going on somewhere. And it just seems okay. And I was talking to Maria Trilogy, who's sort of our resident astrologer. And she's going to prepare a year-end overview, and we'll have that on the air, plus what's the new year all about. But there's a lot of stuff going on in the universe, a lot of astrological stuff that you know, brings some of these things to our attention, if you will. Speaking of our attention, Kim Kardashian is getting a lot of attention in the trending department. We'll find out why from Jay after this.
I'm Greg. I'm 68 years old. I grew up in Cleveland, Ohio. Majored in business administration. I do motivational speaking in addition to substitute teaching. Part of the reason for my motivational speaking is I kind of feel like I have a calling or giving back to the younger generation. You know, the golden rule is do unto others you'd have them do unto you. My wife, Wanda, is a senior flight attendant. She's been flying for over 30 years. We do laugh quite a bit. I think most adults will start realizing that they don't recall things as quickly as they used to, or they don't remember things as vividly as they once did. I've been taking Prevagen for about 3 years now. People say to me periodically, man, you got a memory like an elephant. It's really, really helped me tremendously.
Prevagen, healthier brain, better life. Greg Fraley is a paid testimonialist and real Prevagen user. Based on a clinical study of subgroups of individuals who were cognitively normal or mildly impaired, this product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
All right. As much as I want to sing along with Slayer, that'll get me in the mood. All right, let's see what Kim Kardashian is doing. Didn't we talk about her yesterday? She wanted to, we're always talking about
Kim. She was ditching Kanye's last name.
Yeah. She was dropping West. She filed to be legally single, and then she and Kanye can work out.
What's the difference between being legally single and being divorced? It's just
separating. It's separating all the paperwork. So it's saying that you guys are divorced. You're legally single, but you still have to work out property stuff, the rest of the separation, the situation with the children. Where a lot of people, it's all encompassed in one thing with the divorce. This is just kind of separating them
Celebrities
out.
Celebrities so move on with longer. Your life. Yeah, celebrities take longer to figure out the rest
That's
of the stuff.
They have stuff.
Right.
More money, more problems.
It's all about stuff, isn't it? Huh? Ay, ay, ay. All right, so that's Kim Kardashian. She also is trying to become a lawyer, right?
Yeah, she passed the California Baby Bar, which is the first-year law student's big examination. She passed it, and this was her fourth try. She failed the exam 3 times in 2 years. She celebrated on Instagram with a photo, and she even acknowledged that the third time she failed it, she wasn't making excuses, she was just acknowledging that the third time she took it and failed, she had COVID. It was during COVID, and she had like 104 fever.
Lest you forget, her father, Robert Kardashian, was one of the lawyers who worked on the O.J. case.
A lot of people saying your dad would be proud, Kimberly.
Yeah.
She said it, too. She's like, he probably would have been my biggest cheerleader, my best study buddy, and he probably would have picked on her because he, had, I guess, had a tendency to pick on anybody who didn't pass the baby bar on their first try.
But she also doesn't have a college degree, so she's taking
a much more difficult route.
And I want to give her props for all that, but if you guys failed something 4 times, would you say it? Wouldn't you just say, I passed the baby bar instead of on my fourth try, I passed the baby bar?
I like the realness. I think she's not pretending.
Because it also shows, like, no matter how many times you fall, keep getting back up. Because once you actually do succeed, it feels really good.
That's a great message to send out to people who are followers. Don't give up. Never give up. That is a great. And I think I have I'm more prone. I used to kind of dismiss the Kardashians, but I think.
Not all of them are in Kim's category, let's be honest.
No, I guess. Right, 28 past the hour. Yes,
you may be into punk rock, soft rock, or classic rock, R&B, hip-hop, or house, country, techno, or techno country. But no matter what kind of music you listen to, here's something else you should hear. Please consider getting vaccinated. Talk to your pharmacist today about Comirnaty, COVID-19 vaccine mRNA. This message brought to you by BioNTech and Pfizer.
My online sales are through the roof. Now I need to get these orders out the door.
It's possible at Staples. Right now, your local Staples has you covered with supplies and services for your business and holiday shipping. Plus, this Friday through Sunday, in-store only, get 50% off UPS Ground and Express shipping services. Be sure to ship your packages express by the 21st to get them there in time for the holiday. Staples Connect, the working and learning store. Offer valid 12/17 through 12/19. Visit staplesconnect.com/shipping for details.
It can be difficult to notice that your brain may not be functioning as well as it used to. The signs of aging can be subtle. But now it's easy to do something about it. Help your brain with Prevagen. In a clinical trial, a subgroup of adults with mild age-related cognitive impairment taking only one Prevagen a day were shown to improve in measures related to memory. Prevagen. Healthier brain, better life. Statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
The Associated Press is reporting the death toll from last weekend's tornadoes and storms that hit 6 U.S. states increased to 88 Monday, including 74 in Kentucky. President Biden last night declared a major disaster in Tennessee and issued an emergency declaration in Illinois one day after declaring a major disaster in Kentucky. Representative Liz Cheney, the vice chair of the mostly partisan January 6th committee, gathered Monday night to advance contempt of Congress charges against former Congressman Republican Mark Meadows.
Mr. Meadows received numerous text messages, which he has produced without any privilege claim, imploring that Mr. Trump take the specific action we all knew his duty required.
Mr. Meadows on Fox News.
Executive privilege that Donald Trump has claimed is his to waive. It's not mine to waive. It's not Congress's to waive. And that's why we filed the lawsuit.
USA Radio News.
Folks, looks like food shortages are here and going to stick around. Supply chains are breaking down, and inflation is back with a vengeance. It's all part of the shortage economy. What used to be unthinkable is now in the headlines. Are you ready? Do you currently have a stockpile of emergency food at home? If not, go to MyPatriotSupply.com today, and you'll find an emergency food kit that's right for you and your family. My Patriot Supply is the largest preparedness company in America, serving millions of families like yours. Pick up a 3-month food kit that stays fresh for up to 25 years in proper storage. The meals in the kit provide over 2,000 delicious calories a day. That's important when you need to survive. Order from MyPatriotSupply.com and your food will ship fast in unmarked boxes to protect your privacy. Don't wait for permission or more empty store shelves. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
President Biden's open border policy has cost two more Americans their lives. A 59-year-old mother and her 21-year-old daughter were killed when an 18-year-old smuggler slammed into their car at a four-way stop doing 70 miles an hour while running from police. Six illegal immigrants and the driver were arrested Saturday in Mission, Texas. Texas Lieutenant Governor Dan Patrick on Fox News.
This hit me to my core, and I've seen a lot of death in this job as lieutenant governor from domestic shootings and police violence and the disasters, but this one hit me to my core. Last Saturday morning, 11:30, Carmen Sosa and Vera Deanna, mother and daughter, 59 and 21, were sitting in the car at a stop sign. Little did they know that the minutes before, some wild, crazy smuggler was racing through stop signs and red lights in the town of Mission, right on the border. Did I see any comment from the White House? Did I see a condolence and prayers from either Biden or Kamala Harris or Mayorkas? No. Nothing. They don't care about American lives. The blood is on the hands of the president. This is a strong thing for me to say, but I believe it in my heart. If these policies don't change, these won't be the last people to be killed. Mayorkas, I'm asking you to resign tonight. Tonight. If you won't resign, and if, Mr. President, if you won't reach out to this family, then you have to look at yourself in the mirror and ask yourself, do you care at all about them?
Lance Pry, USA Radio News.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
DJV Health Podcast with Dr. Ken Kronhaus.
The great pandemic of 1918, the Spanish flu. No vaccines then, but there was eventually a mutant that originated, and this was very contagious, but not very dangerous. The Spanish flu, the H1N1 influenza, vanished. And I'm hoping that Omicron is this mutant that will finally get rid of all this COVID-19.
All DJV Health Podcasts can be found at DJVHealthShow.com. Or wherever you get your podcasts.
Baby, come alive. It's the DJV program. Doug Steffen, Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keelan, Jay Kirshner celebrating this Tuesday, the 14th. Well, let's see here what the Supreme Court has refused to do. Apparently, they have said no to a move to halt a COVID vaccine requirement for healthcare workers in New York. If you're not offering, this becomes very confusing, doesn't it?
They took away the religious exemption.
Mm-hmm. So how do they do that under the guise of the Supreme Court? Supposed to give religion, isn't there something?
A lot of people were surprised the Supreme Court didn't say, yeah, we'll take a look at it because of religious freedoms. So it's surprising, which again tells me, because, you know, everybody loves to just start screaming, that there must have been something about the case that was peculiar to some of the justices on the Supreme Court. So It's the same thing that happened with the Texas abortion law, and people got very emotional that the Supreme Court wouldn't look at that at first. It's the same
Why
thing
don't they
now.
Explain
would I like? Would I like them to? Yes.
Yeah.
Well, there was a dissent, and so there's. It's just probably research that we all haven't done at this point yet, or at least
it's
I haven't
the same
done
three who dissented. It's Gorsuch and Alito and Thomas. They dissented when the Supremes also let Maine go ahead with the mandate without and Rhode Island without any religious exemptions. So New York is just the third state to do it. They haven't said they don't have to write an explanation.
Why? Yeah.
Yeah. They just usually you just get the dissent of like why the
right.
three.
So, but can we straighten out the words here because I get confused and I look at there's like double negatives and whatever, and the Supreme Court refuses...
Not no one. What are you talking about?
Yeah, right. Yeah.
not one liked this.
Yeah.
It's not confusing.
It is, yeah. Thank you. You made my case. The Supreme Court refusing to halt mm-hmm. a vaccine mm-hmm. requirement for health care. Well, that means they let it go through.
Right.
And this
right.
is for health care workers.
Whatever piece of legislation or whatever piece of lawsuit that they had, they looked at and they said there wasn't enough there to hear a case at the Supreme Court level, which means it kind of kicks it back and they get to try again. Essentially, the Supreme Court will hear it. Right now, those vaccine mandates are allowed to stay.
Right. Okay, but
that makes sense?
For people who you would think those three that we were talking about would be on the side of religion.
They
right?
are. That's
they
why
are.
Dissented.
They're the ones. Yeah, they're the ones who dissented.
It doesn't offer an exemption, but see, what I'm saying about that confusion.
So basically, this lawsuit. Okay, so let's see if we can put it in just simple terms. So the lawsuit was filed by people who want to be able to file a religious exemption against the vaccine mandates. New York
yeah, right.
and the state says no. These people say yes. We want to file a religious exemption. So that works its way up to the Supreme Court. The Supreme Court says we are not going to hear this case. Well, Alito and Gorsuch and Thomas want them to hear the case because they want to chime in on the outcome of whether or not religious exemptions should be allowed.
Okay. All
Is
right.
that clear? Yeah. Does that not make any more sense?
Yeah,
I thought
makes,
I was pretty
oh,
good.
I like how you did that, Jen. Did that not make any more sense?
Yeah. Yeah. Thank you. I see what you're doing here.
Did that
yeah.
not make any sense?
All right. For those of you who are climate change friends, yeah, no, it was okay. I just think we just have to move on. And so the people that are all worked up about the petroleum that's in the drinking water over in Hawaii.
Did you know about this when you were there? You were just
well,
in Hawaii, so
the situation there is interesting because of the independence of each of the islands. So where there's a problem in one island, remember they do their drinking water comes from two sources. From the mountains, and some of the islands have more water. The island that I was on has a mountain that gets 500 and something inches of rain a year. So they collect it, no water problem at all. And it's very uncommercial. Kauai is a very uncommercial island. Whereas if you get to the bigger islands, it's huge. The number of people who are there, number of cars that are there, the infrastructure, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. So anyway, the water that is a problem, this was something that started on for military family, I guess at Pearl, right? And so
It's the petroleum. It's kind of confusing. It's the petroleum tanks from World War II
yeah.
that are sort of buried, I don't know how far
well, they're
down.
Built into.
Yeah, and
the
then
mountains.
They're coated in cement. So the Navy actually admitted that they can't access these tanks to actually do repairs. So they've had 73.
Unless they're empty. That's the empty
yeah,
amount.
They've had 73 fuel leaks and 180,000 gallons so far. But mm-hmm. And that's since 1943. But this is a recent one. And there's, you know, it didn't make national news, but it's a lot of people on the ground, like the Sierra Club and a lot of, you know, environmental organizations have been, you know, really screaming about this because over Thanksgiving, complaints started rolling in that people and their pets were getting very, very ill. And then they found that the smell of fuel was in their water. And then that's how they found out. Then the Navy at first, you know, said, oh, no, it's nothing to do with us. And now it's, well, no, it is. It is. It has everything to do with you. And so now they're trying to figure out what to do because, I mean, people are sick from it.
under the circumstances,
it's 350 times higher than the standards for safe drinking water.
Right.
So, and there's diesel fuel in water. Like, ugh.
But the situation that you just described, interesting as to why they would try to get in the way of fixing it or deny it. There's nothing in it for them. There's nobody pointing fingers at you. Oh, you guys are doing a lousy job. Just fix it instead of trying to bury it or cover it up or make excuses for it. Nobody's saying, oh, the Navy, they're bad guys because this is a problem that goes back to World War II. The people who are running the Navy now had nothing to do with infrastructure that was built during World War II or before World War II. This is I know how these work because a lot of people that have old wells here in New England, it's the sort of same kind of thing when they were updated, which would have been maybe 100 years ago, when steel was first beginning to be readily available. They make a little, the well is, it's a, I have one on my property, so I know exactly what it is. They have it's a round tank, sort of like a silo, that's made out of concrete, mostly stone, with a little concrete to hold it together. And then they put, when they had steel available, they used that as a liner to the tank. And so, hello, steel and water, and in this case, salt water, and not a great combination. It eats away at it, and so sooner or later, you're going to have a leak. So why don't you just fess up to it and fix it and stop with all the BS? That's the thing. That I don't have a problem with the fact that it's leaking, because it's going to leak. Somebody should have been more aware of it, probably, along the lines and done testing. Yeah. But unless they empty these tanks out, excuse me, or completely... What they ought to do is just empty them out and forget about it and build. They have, on the mountainous regions of all the islands, they have huge abilities to gather water. So build big tanks at the bottom of the mountains, which is what they've done at Kauai, and collect the water and distribute it. So maybe it's an expensive infrastructure.
It probably
is. I'm sure there's federal money available for everything else. Might as well. I'm sure there's federal money available for that on an emergency basis. Especially because it's a military base, and fix the damn thing. Stop making excuses. This is what drives people nuts about the public service and entities, and there's always an excuse because you think that people are, it's his fault. No, it's nobody's fault. It's Mother Nature's fault, if you will, or the Japanese's fault because they attacked Pearl Harbor and we had to build these things underground so they wouldn't blow them up. You know, that's the other consideration. Certainly, if they built them during World War II, the beginning of the World War II experience, and then they had to put them someplace where the Japanese couldn't blow them up. And that was why they stuck them underground. Okay, we get it. Fix them. Shut up. And so there we go. That's my solution.
Is that it?
That's it. Yes, thank you. Take responsibility, if you will. Elon Musk. Is Times Person of the Year?
I
ask that question. I know he is, but is that the best choice? This is something that gets, if it weren't for the Person of the Year, Time Magazine wouldn't go, we wouldn't be in existence, we'd go out of business, because this is what people seem to pay attention to. So is he a good choice? Who else was up for it? And
well, a lot of people are not happy that he was chosen.
He's so weird, and I love him for it. That's why I like, I mean, I just like, I don't know why. I like him. Of all the billionaires, he's my favorite trading card.
Really? Trading card.
I would prefer Richard Branson, but...
Branson's fun.
Well,
but, like,
but is he an American citizen? I don't have to
No. Well, it doesn't... Yeah, it doesn't have to be. But
right, yeah.
He's not voting him for president.
Right.
Well, maybe they'd be better than
some
of the presidents.
And what the heck? Yeah, maybe so.
But
what
stuff.
The heck does... I mean, it gets you the year and the... I mean, the cool, like... bragging rights and the cover that you can frame to hang on your wall. But
what are the criteria? Does Time ever say, or is this just like the Supreme Court? They never explain
vote.
What they do.
Yeah, people vote.
What people? Did you vote? Anybody
here
vote on
Yeah,
it?
I voted. Yeah, yeah.
Oh, did you?
You can, yeah, you can vote online, and they open it to the public, and then they have, like, the public's choice, which, remember, last week we were talking about, which I still don't buy it. I think it was fixed, but it was Bolsonaro, apparently, was, like, the write-in vote for most interesting person of the year or whatever. And then the editors.
That's for sure.
Who's Bolsonaro? Yeah. I don't know.
The president of Brazil.
Oh, yeah. Right. That's how we talk about that. Okay.
And then, which I still don't believe that he beat Britney Spears and Donald Trump. And I don't know. I just don't. I think that was rigged. That was a bot. But anyway. But then the editors of Time Magazine, they take those votes into consideration. Elon Musk was on that short list, and then I guess they choose
who made the most headlines and who has the most sort of influence. And we know that he has a lot of influence because Tesla is the world's most valuable car company, and it hit $1 trillion in the marketplace this year. So there are a lot of, and then SpaceX. He's got a lot going on. He hosted SNL. You know, I guess it makes sense, but I don't know. I think you could pretty much put a spotlight on anybody else who's doing a lot of really good work. I'm not necessarily...
Who would be an example of that?
He's so influential, though, that whenever he tweets, whenever he does anything, there's so many people who are devoted.
Is that just because he has a lot of money? Or is it because he's smart? Or is it because of some other...
I don't know. I'm like a big fan of him. He's like, you know what? I like the vaccine. I got the vaccine. I don't think it's a very American to force the vaccine. I love the guy. I mean, I don't know. You want to keep blowing up about billionaires? Well, I'll give you my money to fix it. Tell me what you're going to do. I mean, I don't know.
I would love if he actually, like, donated the money, though, you know?
I think that he would. And that's what they need to put the money where their mouth is. And that's why those folks over at the World Health Organization and the United Nations, they blew it. They should have said, here's our plan. Let's take the check. Thank you so much. Have a nice
day.
But
at what point does he hire on his own team of people and just develop his own plan?
Yeah.
But I think the idea is that you get him, like, you got to shut. So these people who just constantly say, well, it's the easiest idea is to just take more money from billionaires. Okay, so you have money from billionaires. Now what do you do? Because the point is making people who say they have an easy fix for something tell you how. So I don't know.
I'm very tired. I've always been off the business of going after billionaires. All it is jealousy. People don't like people because they have money. It's pretty disgusting, especially since... No, it isn't. Well, it may be for me. You.
I'm not jealous of Elon Musk.
But there are a lot of people who are not in the same league as you are, Victoria, in that sense. They don't look at the global picture.
I'm not a junior billionaire.
I'm saying what it is that annoys people is just the fact that they have money. The average person who doesn't have any wants it. That's why there are bank robberies, because the money's in the bank, and they think they should have it, so they go get it. That's the mentality of a lot of people. Oh, I don't have it, I should have that. I should be able to drive a Cadillac. I'm driving a Vega. You know, that's,
I don't even know what a Vega is, but okay. Sounds Vega. Bad.
An old Chevrolet, an old Vega. Yeah. That's not something that you'd be comfortable with. I don't know if any. It's like a Pinto. It was around the same time the Pintos.
Sounds nice.
Yeah, lovely. Like speaking of things that sound nice, as the holiday season continues, people are ordering things here, right, and left. MyPillow is really doing a good job of supplying the things that you are asking for, and which is what their job is, kind of like me talking a few minutes ago. Okay, that's their job to fix the problems of the storm. Well, their job at MyPillow is to sell you and then deliver what it is that you want. Hello, duh. That's how people get successful. MyPillow products all made here in the United States. MyPillow making sure Christmas isn't canceled for people who want and need some of the things they have in their catalog, like the sheets and the slippers and the robes and the sweaters and all the things that we've known about the company for a long time. They're pillows. Right, duh. That's how they get started. Now, a lot of other great things are in there. All you have to do to solidify the delivery is go to MyPillow.com, click on the Radio Listener Specials page, and in the box you put DJV, buy one, get one free on Giza Dream Sheets, for example. That's a very practical gift to somebody. All of these things are very practical. Enter the promo code DJV as you go through the great MyPillow specials at MyPillow.com.
Confession. I just started my holiday shopping. Luckily, Kohl's was here to help save the day. I got 50% off toys for my kids, 30% off the Ninja air fryer for my sister, and 40% off jammies for your families for my family. You can even get 15% off or 15%, 20%, or 30% off with a Kohl's card and earn Kohl's cash. So I guess you could say my holiday procrastination paid off. Flex Styles ends December 19th. Toys, coupons.
For over 20 years, Extendivite has been helping people. Here is a testimonial from Amazon.com. Glad I found this product. I am 51 years old and started getting headaches a couple of times a week. I went to the doctor and my blood pressure was a little high at around 150 over 95. I found out about Extendivite and I ordered some to try it. Immediately, I felt better and it lowered my blood pressure and my headaches went away almost instant.
I have been taking it now for about 4 months, and I am so glad I found this product. You won't be disappointed. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2 month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
You may be into punk rock, soft rock, or classic rock, R&B, hip-hop, or house, country, techno, or techno country. But no matter what kind of music you listen to, here's something else you should hear. Please consider getting vaccinated. Talk to your pharmacist today about Comirnaty, COVID-19 vaccine mRNA. This message brought to you by BioNTech and Pfizer.
I need a gift for the person who has everything. Everything, including a super thoughtful daughter.
It's possible with Staples Connect.
I need a holiday tech gift for my husband that will make his jaw drop at a price that won't drop mine.
Also possible, because Staples Connect has big savings on the hottest holiday tech gifts. Now, Apple AirPods Pro are just $169. Explore all the great holiday tech at your local Staples store or staplesconnect.com. Staples Connect, the working and learning store. Ends 12/18, limit 2, in-store only while supplies last.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Fifty-three after the hour now here on the DJV program. Time for Tech Talk. Victoria Keeling. That's an interesting name. Keeling. Yeah. There's a construction company here in Massachusetts called P.K. Keeling. And I don't know why I went by one of their trucks yesterday, and that's where it is. It's stuck in my head. So Keeling, Keenan, Keeling, wait over here. All right. So Victoria K. is here with an update on, that's like Ellen K. in Los Angeles, right? Nobody wants to, I don't know what her last name is, but it's a long name, and so she didn't want to pronounce it as a name. A lot of people who are Jewish, whose last name was Mike Kaminsky, they shortened it to K. Anyway, how did we get off onto that? Victoria Keeling is here.
I don't know.
With President Biden signing an executive order to do what?
Yeah, so this is an executive order that a lot of Americans hopefully will be happy about because it makes it easier for Americans to access a broad range of federal services and benefits, like being able to renew your passport online. What a concept. Yeah. Or accessing your retirement benefits. Also, what a concept. So Neera Tanden, who's a senior advisor to the president, told reporters yesterday that she said, we looked at the points of greatest friction for people with their government, like filing taxes online, applying for Social Security benefits, waiting in TSA lines, and focused on ways to reduce that friction. So the executive order streamlines government services that traditionally have been very difficult for most Americans to access. Government services like retirement force people to interact with several different agencies at once in order to receive your benefits. And as you can imagine, when you've got more than one agency that you've got to deal with at a time, that creates a significant burden on both the person trying to get their benefits as well as the administrative end when they have to you know, constantly be in communication with several agencies at the same time. So the White House released a fact sheet, and you can see the whole thing on whitehouse.gov. They released a fact sheet detailing the order. It targets 36 different customer experiences across 17 different agencies. And so Biden promises to revamp USA.gov and making it, as he calls it, the digital front door to people seeking government services. Federal agencies will be required to publicly report their progress in developing and launching these new processes and services, so there will be some transparency here of how well they're actually doing. Outside of retirement and disaster relief, the order also promises shorter security and check-in lines at airports. Who doesn't want that? As well as better access to federal student loan management. And so Tandon said that biometric scanning is something that the government is talking about right now to speed up TSA check-in. And so instead of, you know, standing there and someone looks at your passport and then makes that weird mark with the marker and you don't know what category and what room you're going to be put in. Yeah, yeah, it's all, yeah. So biometric scanning, you know, eye scan, fingerprints, whatever they're going to go come up with would be a lot faster to get through security lines. And, I mean, people are still taking their shoes off. I think that's so stupid.
Yeah, it is.
It's so dumb.
If you're 75, you don't have to take your shoes off. There must be something about where your feet smell more when you get older and they don't want to smell
No, I think they're worried about people sitting down and not being able to get back up. Yeah, I don't know.
I've fallen and I can't get up. All right, up next, Toyota is coming up with maybe what you consider a no-no right after this.
Try Eucrisa for mild to moderate eczema. It works at and below the skin surface and can be used on almost everybody, like on the dimples of a diva.
Yeah, yeah, roll your boat. Yeah, roll your boat.
Or the shoulders of a chef.
Look, Mom, I made jelly beans on toast.
Steroid-free Eucrisa works at and below the skin surface. It blocks PDE4 enzymes, which is believed to reduce inflammation, even on the wrist of a rebel.
What did you do to your hair?
What?
The specific way Eucrisa works is not well-defined. Prescription Eucrisa for mild to moderate eczema is for topical use only in ages 3 months and up. Do not use if you are allergic to Eucrisa, Crisaboral ointment 2%, or its ingredients. Allergic reactions, including hives, itching, swelling, and redness, may occur at or near the application site. The most common side effect is application site pain, such as burning or stinging.
Come on, moms and dads. Check out Eucrisa.com and ask your doctor about Eucrisa.
Can I sing one more song?
All right. So Toyota is going to make you pay for what?
To start your own car. This is the most insane. Okay, this really took me by surprise. So we have a Chevy Equinox, right? Standard, boring SUV. And it came with the keyless fob like everybody's car has now. And we have remote start that just comes with the car. Apparently Toyota is now charging people to start your own car remotely. You have to pay. It's crazy. So you get a free trial, and so I guess you fall in love with being able to start your car remotely. It is a wonderful feature. And then after your free trial runs out, Toyota wants you to pay a subscription fee of $8 a month to remote connect. So I've never heard of this, and this normally only happens with high-end cars, but Toyota, I don't know, they're getting a lot of backlash for this one.
Good, as well they deserve it. All right, 59.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork. You know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best, deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.